Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had accepted a bridging proposal presented by Washington designed to close disagreements to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza and urged Hamas terrorists to do the same. Blinken spoke to journalists after a day of meeting with Israeli officials, including a 2.5-hour meeting with Netanyahu, Blinken described as very constructive. The top U.S. diplomat had said earlier this push was probably the best and possibly last opportunity for a deal. A revitalized Democratic Party opened its convention on Monday night in the U.S. city of Chicago. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In less than a month,
the Democratic Party has gone from despair to hope.
With Brookings Institution fellow William Galston saying the party's been transformed since Kamala Harris replaced President Biden atop the ticket. George Washington University's Todd Belt notes there is a lot of enthusiasm.
Mainly that's because Joe Biden is off the ticket and people were worried he would not win.
The trick now is for Harris to keep up the enthusiasm. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, said on Monday peace talks were in progress in Switzerland days after the announcement of the reopening of the country's Adre crossing with Chad.
This model's working. We are actively moving forward in conversation with the army and with the rapid support forces.
Sudan's Sovereign Council said late last week it would allow use of the Adre border crossing with Chad for 3 months, a move long awaited by aid agencies seeking to send aid into areas of the Darfur region.